Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
The director's cut.
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory.
I see dead people.
Just what do you think you're doing, Dave?
There's no school like the old school, and I'm their master.
On the Director's Cut with Alan T.
Hey, welcome once again to another edition of the Director's Cut. I'm here with a very, very interesting and different film this week, I have to be honest with you. It's called Ghost World. It came out in 2001. It's a black comedy written and directed by Terry Ziegler. Well, it's based on a 1990s comic book of the same name by Daniel Clowes. Well, the story focuses on the lives of teenage outsiders Enid, played by Thora Birch, and Rebecca, Scarlett Johansson. Yes, 2001, just starting out in her career. Right, let's have a listen to the trailer and we'll get into the music.
What do you think you're doing? Shut up that damn noise!
Rock and roll, baby, freedom of speech.
That guy rules.
They can't believe we made it.
We graduated high school. How totally amazing.
I can't help but feel I had some small part in how you turned out.
Sometimes I think I might be going crazy from sexual frustration.
You just hate every single guy on the face of the earth.
That's not true. I just hate all these extroverted, pseudo-bohemian losers.
You guys up for some reggae tonight?
Do you have any other old records besides these?
Seymour does.
Who does?
Oh, him. He's the man with the records.
What, are we in slow motion here? Come on, what are you, hypnotized? Have some more kids, why don't you?
Jan Pehchan who?
I'm allowed to place one student from your graduating class for a full one-year scholarship, and I took the liberty of submitting your name. This could be a really great thing for you.
Would I have to take classes and stuff?
Well,
I'm not the kind of guy who has a type.
Every guy has a type. What about her?
Whoa.
Would you go out with her?
As long as she's breathing.
Hey! Hey! You! How many times I tell you? No chef, no service. Get the hell out of my store. What do you think this is, Club Med?
It's America, dude. Learn the rules.
Ghost World. The underground comic book comes to life.
We have to get together this summer.
Yeah, that'll definitely happen.
Written by Daniel Clowes and Terry Zwigoff. Directed by Terry Zwigoff.
Do you serve beer? Any alcohol?
After about 5 minutes of this movie, you're going to wish you had 10 beers.
Yeah, Terry Zwigoff, that's how they pronounce his name. Well, Ghost World debuted at the Seattle International Film Festival in 2001. It had little box office impact, but received critical acclaim. It was nominated to the Academy Award for Best Adapted Screenplay and became a cult film. A lot of the ones I feature these days seem to become cult films. We'll have the plot in a minute as we go into the music. This is the actual title theme from the film called Ghost World from The Director's Cut.
Thank you.
music in the film includes Jean Pelletan Ho by Mohamed Rafi. Now, this is a dance number choreographed by Herman Benjamin from the 1965 Bollywood musical Gammon, which Enid watches and dances to early in the film, and we're going to have a listen to that track right now.
जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो चली जाए आती है शाम जवां यूं ना चली जाए फिर से ना आएगी या किसी के बुलाए फिर से ना आएगी या किसी के बुलाए फिर से ना आएगी या किसी के बुलाए जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो हो गए इशारे सीधी सीधी चोट हुई दिल पे हमारे सीधी सीधी चोट हुई दिल पे हमारे सीधी सीधी चोट हुई दिल पे हमारे जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो नजरें दीवानी चुप चुप देखा देखी नजरें दीवानी जरा सी ये बात बन जाए ना कहानी जरा सी ये बात बन जाए ना कहानी जरा सी ये बात बन जाए ना कहानी जान पहचान हो जी जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख ना चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो
You think that's wacky? You should see the video to it. There you go. That is from by Mohammed Rafi. That is called Jean Pehan Ho. That's the title of it. And well, we're going to be hearing some other tracks from the film, including Devil Got My Woman by Skip James from 1931, as well as Pickin' Cotton Blues by the bar band Blues Hammer. Well, there are songs by other artists mentioned in the film, including Lionel Belasco, which are reflective of the character Seymour, which you'll hear more about, and I start talking about the plot, and of the director, Terry Zigoff. Zigoff is a collector of 78 RPM records, as portrayed by Seymour, while other tracks are by Vince Gordiano, we're going to hear in a moment, and a musician who specialises in meticulous recreations of songs from old 78 RPM records. Yes? And here is one of them. Vince Gordiano and the Nighthawks. Georgia on My Mind. Instantly recognizable, I think.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through. Just a little song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia on my mind, Georgia. Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams, I see the road leads back to you, my Georgia, my Georgia. No peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Director's Cut
with Alan T.
You're listening to Ghost World, and on the Director's Cut today, best friends Enid and Rebecca face the summer after their high school graduation with no plans for their future other than to find jobs and live together. Well, the girls are cynical social outcasts, but Rebecca is more popular with boys than Enid. Well, Enid's diploma is withheld on the condition that she attend a remedial art class. Even though she's a talented artist, her art teacher, Roberta, believes that art must be socially meaningful and dismisses Enid's sketches as nothing more than light entertainment. Oh, dear. Well, yeah, art is art, for goodness sake. Why do these people get so uppity? Anyway, it's an interesting sort of theme through the film. And here is that Skip James track, which Enid absolutely adores and listens to it and gets involved with Seymour, you hear about later. This is called Devil Got My Woman. Skip James from 1931. Wow. Well, the girls see a personal ad in which a lonely middle-aged man named Seymour asks a woman he met recently to contact him. Well, Enid makes a prank phone call to Seymour, pretending to be the woman and inviting him to meet her at a diner. Well, the two girls and their friend Josh secretly watch Seymour at the diner and make fun of him. Well, Enid soon begins to feel sympathy for Seymour, and they follow him to his apartment building. They later find him selling vintage records in a garage sale. Well, Enid buys an old blues album from him, and they become friends. That's obviously the reason you just heard the Skip James. Well, around this time, Enid meets an old man named Norman, who continually waits at an out-of-service bus stop for a bus that will never come. Interesting theme throughout the film. Back to the music. King Oliver, I Must Have It.
Thank you.
as you can appreciate, a lot of the music in this film is very, very old. Well, Enid decides to find a woman for Seymour to date. At Enid's art class, she persuades him to lend her an old poster depicting a grotesquely caricatured black man, which was once used as a promotional tool for Coon Chicken Inn. The fried chicken franchise now known as Cook's Chicken, where Seymour works in corporate, apparently. Well, Enid presents the poster in class as a social comment about racism, and Roberta is so impressed with the concept that she offers Enid a scholarship to an art college. It's all looking rather good. Bye bye, baby blues. Little boy blues. This is John Jones. Welcome back to the Director's Cut. This week we're featuring the film Ghost World. Well, Seymour receives a phone call from Dana, the intended recipient of his personal ad. Well, Enid encourages him to pursue a relationship with Dana, but she becomes unexpectedly jealous when he does so. Well, Enid's and Rebecca's lives start to diverge. While Enid has been spending time with Seymour, Rebecca starts working at a coffee shop. Enid gets a job at a movie theatre so she can afford to rent an apartment with Rebecca, but her cynical attitude and reluctance to upsell concessions get her fired on the first day. Well, the girls argue and Rebecca abandons the idea of living with Enid. Now, one of the interesting things about the film is that Enid sort of is going through her old stuff because she wants to leave home, and that's something that doesn't actually talk about in the plot. And she finds this old record that she hasn't played for years, and we're going to play it now. It's called Smile and a Ribbon by Patience and Prudence.
A smile is something special, a ribbon is something rare. So I'll be special and I'll be rare with a smile and a ribbon in my hair. a fancy dress, so I'll be noticed because I'll dress with a smile and a ribbon in my tresses. The bigger my toothy grin is, the smaller my troubles grow. The louder I say I'm happy, the more I believe it so. So I'll have that extra something, 'cause I'll know what to wear. So I'll be special and I'll be rare. I'll be something beyond compare. I'll be noticed because I'll wear a smile and a ribbon in my hair. The bigger my toothy grin is, the smaller my troubles grow. So I'll have that extra something, 'cause I'll know what to wear. So I'll be special and I'll be rare. I'll be something beyond compare. I'll be noticed because I'll wear a smile and a ribbon in my hair.
That's to remind Enid of her childhood days. Well, when Enid's poster is displayed in an art show, school officials find it so offensive they force Roberta to give her a failing grade and revoke the scholarship. Well, Enid turns to Seymour for solace, resulting in a drunken one-night stand. Well, Seymour breaks up with Dana and is fired from his job when the Coon Chicken poster is publicised in a local newspaper. He unsuccessfully tries to contact Enid, only for Rebecca to tell him about Enid's prank phone call, describing the way they mocked him at the dinner. Well, Seymour, thinking that Enid is dating Josh, angrily goes to the convenience store where he works. Another customer ends up in a violent confrontation with Seymour, resulting in him being injured and hospitalised. Well, how can I say? Back to the great music from the past. The Dallas String Band. This is So Tired.
So tired of trying,
I told you it's a weird one, didn't I? Well, Enid visits Seymour in the hospital to apologise and later reconciles with Rebecca. Well, as Enid watches from across the street, Norman boards an out-of-service bus. The next day, Seymour, now living with his mother, discusses the summer events with his therapist and attempts to get a fresh start. Meanwhile, Enid returns to the bus stop and boards the out-of-service bus when it arrives, giving in to her childhood fantasy of running away from home and disappearing. Well, how strange is that? This is Robert Wilkins. That's no way to get along.
I'm going home, friends said I'll, and tell my mama. Friends sit down, tell my mom. I'm going home, sit down and tell my mom. I'm going home, sit down and tell my mom. Cause there's no way for me to get along. These low down women, mama, they treated you our poor son wrong. Mama treated me wrong. See low down women, mama treated your poor son wrong. See low down women, mama treated your poor son wrong. And there's no way for him to get along. They treated me like my poor heart was made of a rock of stone. Mama made of a rock of stone. Treat me like my poor heart was made of a rock of stone. Treat me like my poor heart was made of a rock of stone. And there's no way for me to get alone. You know that was enough, mama, to make your son wish he's dead and gone. Mama wished I was dead and gone. That is enough, make your son, mama, wish he's dead and gone. That is enough, make your son, mama, wish he's dead and gone. Cause there's no way for him to get alone. It's turned on the roadside. I cried alone, all by myself. I cried alone by myself. I stood on the roadside and cried alone by myself. Stood on the roadside and cried alone by myself. And there's no way for me to get alone. I just want the train to come along and take me away from here. Friend, take me away from here. Send the train come along and take me away from here. And there's be no way for me to get alone.
Teacher called his class to spell one sort of a bird. That kind of a bird was a chicken and could not spell the word. So the teacher called on a ragtime Joe to spell out a word to them. He didn't hesitate a bit, just the way that he began. The ever way to begin. He said the next letter in. I that am the third. C, I'm a season of the word. K, I'm a filling in. E, I'm a near the end. H-I-C-K-M, that am the way to spell chicken. Parson Johnson gave a concert in the old church house one night. Hired himself a lot of talents that could sing and could recite. Now when they pulled the curtain, everything went wrong, you know. until one dog could loudly yell, "A ship from Ragtime Joe." He sang a ragtime Yukon song, but it did not take so well. He said, "I went off frost on that, so I guess I'll have to spell." And then he told the audience he had poured a chicken song. And when he spelled those words to them, he took the house for storm. Z, I'm away to begin. H, that's the next letter in. I, that am the third. C, I'm a seed of the word. K, I'm a filling in. E, I'm a near the end. C-I-C-K-M, that am the way to spell chicken. Letter in. I, that am the third. C, I'm a seed of the word. K, I'm a filling in. E, I'm a near the end. C-I-C-K-M, that am the way to spell chicken.
Simon Kurt McGee and the Chicken Song.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Welcome back. In 2002, a year after the film was made, Daniel Clowes, the writer, and Terry Zigoff, the director, were asked if the ending of the film adaptation was a metaphor for suicide. Clowes replied, "Yeah, it could be. It's hard to figure out why people have that response. The first time I heard that, I said, 'What? You're out of your mind. What are you talking about?' But I've heard this 100 times. He explained on his views in a 2021 interview, saying, "Many interpret it to mean Enid died by suicide. Well, personally, I thought the ending was more positive, that she was moving on with her life, that she could have faith in herself." There you see, that's the other way of looking at it. It's the first track from Lionel Delaco. This is Miranda on the Director's Cut. Thank you. The second track from Lano Badesco and Luna de la Machilabo, Colombia. Well, that's about it for me. Thanks so much indeed for your company today. I hope you enjoyed the program, and I look forward to meeting up with you next time. We're going to go out with the Buzzcocks, would you believe? What can I get? Very raucous to end the show. Bye for now.
I just want a lover like any other. What do I get? I only want a friend who stays to the end. What do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? I'm in distress, I need a caress. What do I get? I'm a make, I just need a break. What do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? I only get sleepless nights alone in my heart. Then we are just in the time I try. So I wish that I only had the two instead. What do I get?
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.